Proclamation number 8816, dated the June 21st, 1964. Faith comes alive through love. All I can say to you is that you will only gain a strong and unwavering faith through a life of love, for love unites you with me and subsequently will convince you of my strength, which is at your disposal to use in accordance with your will. And thus you are constantly admonished by me to shape yourselves to love, so that you will once again adapt your nature to mine. Then all your abilities will return to you as well, which are merely buried within you waiting to break through again, depending on the degree of love you develop. However, if you make use of my strength in the belief that this strength of mine lets you cope with everything, then your soul's degree of maturity is already high, and then it becomes evident what you can achieve. For I do not deny you my strength. After all, I want to give you everything so as to help you become perfect, and I take pity on you in your weakness. Nevertheless, I cannot work any contrary to my eternal order. This working simply requires a living faith which only comes alive through love. And this is the faith you need in order to cope with the onslaughts of the lost battle, for only then will you prove whether you support me or fall away when you are put under pressure. Even so, I will make sure that my own will rely on me, that their strength of faith will keep growing, that they will be able to draw strength from me, will be so close to them that they can sense me and no longer do anything without my instruction. And then the strength of faith will reveal itself. They shall receive what they need, be it earthly food that is denied to them by hostile forces, or be it my word which will strengthen them in abundance. Then their faith will be strong enough to profess me before the world, and thus they will also prove themselves in the lost battle of faith, so that they will belong to the flock of those who will be lifted away, who believe that everything is possible which proves my existence. This is why they are not astounded by the process of the rapture, for their faith accepts everything that is beyond the law of nature, that is miraculous, and thus also the new earth with all the creations which did not exist on the old earth, whose magnificence and glory is incomparable. Hence I have great expectations of those who want to be my own. With the help of my word they will still have to fortify their faith to a point that enables them to stand firm, for never before has a battle like this taken place on earth, and it will require much strength in order to endure it. But I want to help you by speaking to you myself and revealing my infinite love, which only seeks to attract your reciprocation in order to provide you with the strength to remain steadfast. And the reward I promise you in return will be a life in the paradise of the new earth, a life in association with me, who can always be present where love exists, since only love can be the foundation of a living faith. This is why the first and last commandment will only ever be, love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Single quote, then you fulfill your earthly task and one day will be able to enter the kingdom of light at an beatitude, and you will be able to behold God. Amen.